Now, a major investigation into corruption in the police department of the city of Miami, Florida. Today, the Federal Department of Justice revealed that 13 current and former Miami police officers have been indicted on charges that they planted evidence, including stolen guns, after police had shot civilians. Miami's police chief called it a sad day. Community activists who've complained for years about police abuse say they feel vindicated. NPR's Philip Davis has a report.
The indictments focus on four shooting incidents during the 90s in which three people died and two were injured. Guns were always discovered near the scene, guns that were later used to justify the shootings. U.S. Attorney Guy Lewis.
These officers planted weapons. They lied about their roles in the shootings. They lied about what they saw. They falsified reports. They tampered with crime scenes. They stole money, personal property, and guns from people being arrested. Guns that then were later used or dropped during the course of several of these police-involved shootings.
The incidents took place between 1995 and 1997. In the first shooting, two young men were killed as they fled from police and guns were found nearby. In another, in 1996, 72-year-old Richard Brown was killed in a hail of police bullets in a failed drug bust. The officers later gave conflicting stories about whether Brown was armed. Federal officials said the suspect officers were members of the city's SWAT team and its anti-narcotics units. After the first fatal shootings, Lewis said several of the conspirators allegedly met at a nearby restaurant.
The barbecue barn up off I-95. They talk about sitting down, discussing how we get our story straight. Which hand did the guy hold the gun? What did he do? Who fired the shots? What color was the gun? Just details to make sure that when they were giving their statements to the investigators that there was at least apparent similarity.
The indictments are another black eye for the Miami Police Department, which has reeled under a steady barrage of corruption accusations. For example, former police chief Donald Warshaw is serving time for defrauding the department's children's charity. Raul Martinez is the current police chief.
It is embarrassing to the great majority of Miami police officers who do an honorable job and risk their life on a daily basis to find out about this incident. This type of behavior describing this indictment is unacceptable.
But community activists have long complained that the department has done little to investigate corruption. They said they were encouraged by the intervention of U.S. authorities. Nathaniel Wilcox is a leader with People United to Lead the Struggle for Equality, a civil rights group.
Our community has been saying it all along for years and years and years. And this is just a small microcosm of what's been going on all the time.
Two of the officers have already pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice and are cooperating with the investigation. If convicted, the other 11 officers could receive more than 10 years in prison and $250,000 in fines each. And federal officials said the investigation is continuing. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.